Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's a Way Back Wednesday. Songs with Mama, Mother, or Mother's Day-like theme.
Damn, this is a good song.
I know.
I was ready to say game over, but I didn't want to be cocky about it, but I was very pleased with this.
Game the one blouses. With the kids, so you're like on a routine. You wake up, you do the Way Back Wednesday songs, and then you do everything else.
Yeah. Mr. 404 over here has had some moments where right after a show, he's dropped a dime on us.
I was like, what the hell? Mr. Page not found?
He is now, that's our new, instead of the Mr. 305.
Is that Mr. 404?
You're Mr. 404 over here.
I did it one time. By the way, White Magic said, I'm watching the live stream, and Barry has the typing ability of a corn dog.
What?
First of all, kiss my ass, White Magic. Second of all, I'm like the fastest typer at this station. I'll challenge anybody to a typing duel.
How many words per minute I used to be able to do.
You know
me.
Yes, I do.
I took typing in like seventh grade.
I took keyboarding. That's what they called it by the time.
I hated it.
Yeah, it was old school. It was literally on typewriters when I did it.
Yeah, typing class sucked. Over.
I enjoyed it. That was an easy A. You had to move the thing over? You're talking about the typewriter?
After you finish a sentence, you had to like manually...
I hated it. Yeah. I hated everything about it. Memorizing the keyboard crap
and
your fingertips.
There was an erase option, but it never worked.
No, that was just white out. You just had to put a dot on it and then go back and try to fix it.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you got one of those typewriters that had the auto correction ribbon.
Yes, and there was also, then came word processors. There wasn't a computer. Yep. It was literally Microsoft Word in a box the size of a computer.
Texas Instruments.
And that's all it did was
word processing.
Typing.
I'm not going to lie, but that was probably my most useful class out of high school.
Typing?
Yeah.
Or keyboarding?
Really? Keyboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually had PCs by the time.
I want to say I was in the 80 to 90 words a minute.
Waterboarding. Keyboarding was my class.
I did like 80 to 90 words a minute at one point.
I was going to say 80 to 90 myself, but I couldn't remember if that's true. I don't know if that's even possible.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, you shut up, White Magic. I type just fine. I don't type like a corn dog. I've never seen a corn dog type. Cudini said, Nick needs to get his black card and his man card revoked. and y'all need to have Ken Giles on the show just to punch him in the face.
Punch himself or Nick?
So I think that's
both.
Yeah, I think that's one vote against your list, Nick, for the Mr. T.
That's just one.
Just don't talk about his mom.
What's the poll at right now? Have y'all kept up with it?
Because I don't think it matters for you, bud.
I'm still interested in
seeing who is at.
Well,
Nick,
I lost. How much of a beating is Joel giving you?
Joel is going to run away with it because his songs. Oh! We have a developing situation.
Oh, now he's giddy. He didn't want to talk about it, but now he's giddy.
That's why I pulled it up. We have a virtual tie, 37% Barry Laminack. This is with 10% of the precincts reporting. 37% Joel Blank.
Better start begging now, Joel.
I'm not going to pull Barry. I don't need it.
I'm getting word in my ear. It's too soon to call the race, but we can declare Nick Sciarra out of it. But it's tied
Nick,
right
at any
now.
Time now, our reporters are expecting the concession speech from Nick at the podium. From his hotel room.
And he's not going to talk about anybody's mama when he does it.
That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right. Pity the fool.
Just
talk about your mama,
just
but I'll bully your ass.
We should just make this a popularity vote.
I should make a whole bunch of parody accounts and start voting for myself is what I should
you
do.
You dirty bastard.
You got time.
Actually,
don't
why
you're
don't
still
I ask, what is it, Parker, John Parker, could you get the three Twitter handle accounts that you made yesterday and vote for me, please?
You're still DQ'd. It
doesn't matter. You're lost.
You have to follow the rules to be eligible.
You guys suck at following rules.
You clearly didn't follow the rules. Three times.
I couldn't tell
who has been DQ'd more on this show?
You.
Mm-hmm.
By a landslide.
Really?
A landslide you have been DQ'd more.
I've been DQ'd a few times.
Yes.
I lost once and you got me on it.
I got DQ'd once as well, I believe.
You waited in the bushes until I walked by and you went, disqualified!
You started that. You started that with my 311 song one time.
All right. Did you see Clarence's tweet from Ian Rappaport? A statement from suspended Mark Ingram, who is vigorously challenging the positive test results through the arbitration process. Here's the funny thing, though.
He ate meat out of Mexico. Is that what he's going to say?
Probably. Mm. But I saw somewhere where he was like, regardless of the fact that he got suspended, he's still wanting to renegotiate his deal.
I should probably wait, bro.
Yeah, you should probably wait.
On one hand, he's shaking the tin cup, hoping he gets some lenience on the suspension. On the other hand, he's shaking his tin cup, looking for more coin.
Well, can he like renegotiate for, like, in the event I do get suspended, just for the 12 games that I'm playing, and if I don't, 16? Like, can he negotiate two contracts, or he can't do that?
No, you're going to negotiate one contract.
Like, two unofficial contracts?
No.
No.
Because the part of the suspension is you don't get paid. So his whatever he negotiates is going to be for a year, and then he's going to miss 25% of that.
And then he's
going to
miss a game day check.
Yeah, so if he gets $1 million, he's only getting $750.
Okay.
For the year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where, oh, give me the million over 12 games. It's going to be for the year. And then they divide it by 16.
Agents are savvy. You never know.
No, ain't happening. But it's funny because at the barbershop today, we brought this up. The guy I was talking to, I think he's a Saints fan. He was asking what he got popped for. I said, I don't know. I said, thank God the Saints have Kamara. They don't really have to worry about it. I mean, yeah, you lose your third and short guy. You lose, you know, you lose the Thunder and Lightning.
Right.
But they could be a lot worse off. They could be one of those teams that doesn't
only have one back.
Yeah, and then he's gone for 25% of your season.
I mean, I lived it when you lost Ty Montgomery, and then you had to have the two rookies, and thankfully they started to develop into something. But by the time it takes to get them to develop, you still got more problems than you want to deal with.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's something, yeah, very thankful the Saints should be that they have a two-headed running back situation where they can go to a Kamara, and he gives you so much out of the backfield, you're right. So, interesting to see how that develops. How many times have we seen the appeal process work in the favor of the player?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Not much.
Ryan Braun is like the only one, I think, in baseball.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, they found out that they were actually right about the whole thing, that he still ended up taking him.
Yeah, it's just that he's trying to game the system a little bit. Somebody said, I don't know what we're voting on, but I voted Joel just to stir things up.
It's a great idea.
Is Barry's Flabby Arms Twitter still up? First of all, dick. It wasn't Barry's Flabby Arms.
What was it?
A-hole, Barry's Jiggly Arms. Because Pick Me said, Barry, don't do your arms like that. They're jiggly. Or they're jiggling. Like, yeah, you know muscle moves too, right, bro? I mean, look at me. I'm rocked up.
That would be false.
Muscles
do not jiggle. Fat does.
Yeah, fat jiggles, but so does muscle. I mean, you wouldn't know because you only have fat. But some of us that work out and are in shape.
55% muscle, 45% fat.
No, don't. You can say it. Say it in the microphone. Say it with your chest, Joel. He's trying to call me out saying I'm fat.
It's the two easiest things I could do to both of you.
I know.
Mess with y'all's weight.
You better be careful, though.
Who would be?
Better slow up on that alcohol. You're going to be fat, too. And then you're going to be like, but what is my saying? People in fat houses shouldn't throw scones. You be careful, young man.
That's very funny, by the way. That is very funny.
Thank you. You be careful over there. You're drinking a lot.
Who's muscular that has the muscles that jiggle?
Well, it doesn't jiggle.
I got one for
you. It doesn't jiggle when you flex. But you ever watch like a sprinter?
I got one for you.
Have you ever watched a sprinter before the starting, when they're in the starting blocks and they're shaking their legs? Their thighs jiggle. It's all muscle.
I got one for you. Terry Tate.
Yes.
He does the booby thing.
And they jiggle.
I think the muscles are moving. They're not jiggling. There's a difference.
But when you move your arm, if you have muscle, it's still going to move. It's still going to jiggle when it's not flexed.
I think moving and jiggling is two different things.
Who was more annoying on Radio Row?
My ass.
Terry Tate or Stephen A. Smith?
Oh, Stephen A. Smith, yeah. By far.
Terry Tate was pretty loud, too.
Yeah, he was very loud. Do we want to discuss this question from a listener on the other side? They basically said this. There's all the talk about LeBron and MJ, right? And LeBron always gets compared to MJ. Who was MJ compared to? So we can talk a little bit about that on the other side.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. You want to join the show like Lawrence wants to, and we've got calls lining up? Come on in. We're welcoming you in. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet. Vote Joel. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm going to respectfully ask that neither of you make a negative comment about this song.
I don't think I would. I mean, other than the fact that it's slow.
There's so many good Boyz II Men songs, though.
I love this song.
Yeah.
I when this song first came out, I bought the CD from my mom for Mother's Day, and she cried in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that caught me off guard.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have, too.
And then I played it at her funeral.
Oh, wow.
And so that's the one that I said, yeah, that's... That one hits home. When we started kicking around this topic, I was like, should I even put it on there? But it would be disrespectful if I didn't.
Right.
So, yeah.
I get you.
That's why I want to make sure at least we got the chorus part. All right. So we got calls lining up. And we're running the gamut, by the way.
Yes.
This isn't just about...
Read them what the calls are in order.
So, of course, we have one call that if you're a loyal listener to the show... You don't even need to worry about it. It's Mark Ingram is the subject matter, so you already know Clarence is on hold. Then you've got Lawrence, who wants to say that he don't call Barry fat. And then you have the typologist, White Magic, yeah, the typologist, who wants to talk about Tiger Woods. So I'm not lying. We're running the gamut.
We really are.
So let's start, Barry, with whoever you'd like to pick.
Let's go in order of the longest wait time. Which would be Lawrence, who wants to talk about not calling me fat. Lawrence, what's up?
Hey, y'all know, man. You know, Barry, you my man, man. And you know what AJ says about you when you call you fat. So I don't want them to call you fat. So I don't want you to go through that. You know what I mean? So don't let them hurt your feelings today.
Do we have? I wish we had that audio. Y'all don't know what Lawrence is talking about. AJ did an impression of me one day on the Blitz, and it sounded like a Valley Girl.
And I think I heard it.
It was hilarious. Where it was like, oh my God, like I'm so fat. Like, but that was supposed to be me. I was like, all right, dick. Like,
he got a little sensitive when I tweeted the two pictures of him on the couch because Manny Fresh came in and said, must be his in between. Fight body or something like that, and he was like, I bet he could still give you a good 20 seconds or something like that. And it's like, oh boy,
I almost made an inappropriate joke even for
why
AJ. I didn't want Mr. T to show up. So, all right, let's go to Clarence next, who wants to talk Mark Ingram.
What up, guys?
What's up, Clarence? What's on your mind, bud?
And then I'm just going to make this real quick. What I'm hoping is, it's a Richard Sherman situation to where they found out that, okay, it was allowed and he had to slip and the arbitrators, you know, say what he has to say and they overturned the suspension. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's shocking to me.
Otherwise, I'm glad he got suspended on the early part of the season instead of that mid-tough schedule.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good run to see. I'm hoping that he doesn't get suspended, but if he is, I'm not too much worried. And that's all I had to say, guys.
Appreciate you, Clarence.
I was going to say, Clarence is the guy that already went to the schedule and started, like with the whole Zeke thing with the Cowboys, when's the best time for him to miss? Clarence went, who are we playing in the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, who are they playing the first 4 weeks? That is a good question.
Hey, guys, let me tell you right now. No division opponents. We're not talking about Carolina or the Falcons. We're going to be fine.
Preseason. So first game is against the Bucks. That's a dub.
Yeah.
Then the Browns, 2-0. Falcons on the road.
That's a loss.
Mm-hmm. Giants on the road. So they're going to go 3-1 without him.
Yep.
3-1 without him. That's not too bad. You're all right, Clarence.
I agree.
They're going to be just fine.
We're talking football.
And even if it takes him a game to get back, it's against the Redskins.
There.
Yeah, you'd be all right. Go Ravens on the road. Man, their schedule doesn't get tough. Now it does. After that Ravens game, mid-October, late October, they go Vikings and Rams back-to-back. Oof. Then the Bengals, then the Eagles, the Falcons,
ooh, three
Cowboys.
Out of four against that lineup?
Yeah, yeah. You got a four-game stretch of Vikings, Rams, and Eagles.
Get on the phone and tell Mark Ingram, don't appeal it so that it gets pushed back. You don't want it in that stretch.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the stretch he was probably talking about to see when it would be. So
yikes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a stretch.
That's going to be fun.
Bring your boy in.
Going to find out what the Saints really are. All right. White Magic, the typing critic, wants to talk about, is Tiger Woods done?
What's going on, gentlemen? I seen you, man. You were sitting there chicken picking when I was watching you.
Chicken picking.
I'm typing with my nose is so big, I'm using my nose to hit space bars. I've got this covered, dude. I'm all over this.
Hey, man, is it time for Tiger to hang it up? No. He's starting to become like the Shaquille O'Neal of golf. He's just kind of going around the latter end of his career, chasing a championship, but he's out of shape now. His stroke ain't the same as it used to be. Is it time for him to hang it up? I hang up and listen.
Appreciate you, White Magic.
One, he's not out of shape. He's never going to be out of shape. He's one of those guys that just beats the hell out of himself. He's prided himself on that military regiment. His dad's background got him started in it. He did all the kind of training. He's adjusted his swing. But the biggest thing is he's making cuts. He's making money. Before, he wasn't even making cuts. And you expect Tiger Woods to be in contention. But the fact of the matter is he's finding ways to make it to the weekend, you know, at Augusta, you know, although everybody picked him. He made a cut and he started coming around a little bit. The bigger question is, will he ever get back to anything remotely close to where he was, which I don't think he will.
I mean, he's making cuts, but he's not making noise like he did that week or two before the Masters when he was in contention through Sunday.
Came in second and won.
Yeah. And so that kind of, I think, gave a lot of folks false hope for Tiger Woods, me included. It was like, oh, if Tiger's back, then I want to watch golf
again. Vegas, who picked him to be the favorite to win it at Augusta.
And it wasn't even close.
Nope.
So, I mean, I think White Magic has a point, though, about him. He's late in his career. Physically, he's not like he was. He's going to have to learn how to play a different game, which he's going to struggle. He's struggling still to do that. You do get the feeling that he's chasing things now, as opposed to going out and going after.
He's chasing Jack's record.
He's chasing, and it's kind of ugly.
Before the fire hydrant, hands down, there was no way you could get me to believe anything other than the fact that he was going to catch Jack's record.
Right. Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
But the other thing that you have to take note of, but it's at least correctable this time, is what he's struggling with right now is his putter. His short game has always been fantastic. But when he was trying to reinvent himself and change his swing and do all the things you were talking about, his short game went south. I don't know if you remember, there was a couple tournaments where he was afraid to pull a wedge out of his bag because he was afraid he was going to chili dip it.
Yep.
Now, last week, his putter went south. He was always just a nails putter.
That was the one thing he could count on. If his short game wasn't out or if his driving was erratic, at least he knew he could sink a long putt. And he was good for one or two of those a tournament.
And
it's just not there.
The stat used to be anything inside of 10 feet, he was the most accurate putter on tour. So those were things that you would think that, you know, he could correct. But at least he's making cuts because the networks and everybody else are so demoralized when they turn on golf on the weekend and he's not there.
By the way, great song. And yeah, you're definitely killing it with your list.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Even though you're losing in the vote.
Well, that's all right. That's because you've been begging.
It was 37-36. Okay, Mr. Last Word.
I decided to drop one in.
Vote for me.
At some point, please, I finally have to fight back.
Okay.
Like Mr. T said. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. We know Mac's been in this community forever and a day. And he's got three locations to serve you better because he heard what people wanted to say. And that was, hey, we love going to Gallery Furniture, but it's not in my part of town. Well, now you have no excuses because he's got three locations. He's got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He's got the Galleria area across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And, of course, he's got the mainstay I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of one of the three locations that you stop by, same deals all the way across the board, and everything they say they're going to do, they actually are going to do. They have Stickley furniture. They have all American made solid wood furniture. That means it's going to last. Whether you get leather or upholstered furniture, it's great stuff. I've told you guys, I get all my furniture from Gallery, and it's not just because they sponsor the show. I've been getting furniture at Gallery Furniture way before they even thought about being involved with ESPN 97.5. And the other thing is everything they say they're going to do, they're going to do, which is why everybody wanted that Astros promotion for another year. He did it. He said, we'll do it again. That means if you buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free, free, free. They return your money. It's an unbelievable deal. And across the way, if you're just looking for furniture, just stop on in one of the three locations and guarantee that they're going to do what they say. That means you buy today, you get it tonight, you get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase. They're going to work with you on your payment options because they have a credit department built right into the store, and they'll take care of that. And of course, no backorder slips, which means what you see is what you're going to get, and you're going to get it immediately within 3 to 4 hours. You're not going to have to wait weeks on end for that furniture to come in before they even get it towards your location. And when the delivery guys show up, they're going to do what you want them to do. If you want them to move furniture around, rearrange some things, take some things away, it's all part of creating a relationship. That means you're going to go back there whenever you need furniture. And the main thing that Max says is the truest of all true things that he will say and that they believe in, and that is Gallery really will save you money. That ain't the way to have fun,
son. That ain't the way to have fun. ESPN 97.5.
Mama said there'll be days like this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Another classic.
Yeah, pretty good song.
So, Alex Bregman, cleanup hitter today.
Well, it's just because Correa's
out. Just short term, right?
Yeah, it's just because Correa's out.
I mean, I understand.
Who's hitting in the three hole?
Well, Springer's one, Altuve's two, Marwin probably.
Oh, is it Marwin?
With Correa out, I can look
Gurriel's
it up.
Gurriel's hitting third.
Gurriel's third?
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
I haven't looked at his numbers lately. Although, where is Yuli
again,
right now?
I probably would have had Yuli hitting fourth and moved Bregman up to second and let Altuve
been
go third.
Lately. Where is his numbers for the year?
He's at 280.
Okay.
Getting up there. They're all climbing up there a little bit. Outstanding job today, everybody, on Twitter and the text and the stream and everybody.
There's some subtweeting going on.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm an adult.
Let's sub-talk.
No, I'm an adult. I'm not going to entertain.
We had an educated.
I'm not going to entertain that.
We had an educated truck driver chime in the first hour. But there's some dumbass truck drivers out there. I'm not going to name them because they're not man enough to name me. And there's really talented bloggers out there. And there's some dumbass bloggers that can't spell. But I'm not going to name them because he's too much of a vagina to tag me.
I love this so
much. You know what this is?
What?
This is everything I've This is all started in the production meeting because of the damn using mama or mother in the title of a song. It got him fired up to the point where he just couldn't take it anymore.
Just sub-talking, bro. I'm not, you know, it's not a big deal.
I just ignore it. Like, honestly...
This is the advice he gives. Yeah, he doesn't take.
It's hard. It's really hard. But
sitting
it's
trying
like,
to enjoy my Starburst.
I know. It's you know what? I'm an adult. That's all. I'm an adult. Here's my thing. If you can't dish it out, if you can't take it, don't dish it out. That was the whole point that this all started. You guys have no idea what we're talking about, which is why we'll move on. But just know that folks get salty sometimes.
No doubt.
Especially
I'm
when
one
you call them out. Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Some truck drivers can only count to how much the stick goes. Like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Wait.
Yeah, they can't go past that.
I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, R. Nope. The nope. R is not a number. KMFG said, is something wrong with the stream? Is it down? I've been waiting for 20 minutes for it to come back on and still hasn't come back
on.
Video
or audio?
Hit refresh.
Fred said there was stream issues last night.
Well, that's because Fred's old and he needs to get that checked out. But okay. Online, I think it's okay. I think that it's you just have to hit refresh and it should come back up. But try that.
Hey, class act, by the way, before we get into anything more, something that happened in this A's series that is worth mentioning last night with McCullers on the mound. Piscotty of the A's had his first at-bat since losing his mom. And even the players, Bregman and others, everybody was applauding. They gave him a standing ovation. McCullers
was quoted as saying, "I know this game in general can be emotional, and I can only imagine what he was going through today." So he stepped off the mound and allowed him to get the full complement of applause and everything, because he said, "I wanted to have his time to come up and have the fans recognize him. I just wanted that moment to be his. I'm not even going to. I know this is regular season.
Classy move.
But I would say even Piscotty got a single after that.
Yeah.
I would go so far as to say I'm sure he wasn't as dialed in. Not that he wasn't all night, but I'm sure he was concentrating on just some fastballs.
Of course.
So yeah, it's very classy act.
And I don't know if you guys heard what the Cardinals did for him, but basically they asked Oakland, "Hey, look, his mom has ALS and she's dying from ALS. And
you got that because of my Correa comment. Yeah. You just did the AOLS.
Yeah. And so they were like, "Look, just make us an offer. Just send us somebody and we'll send him to you guys so he can be close to his mom for the last couple months of her life." So class move by the Cardinals. Indeed. Class move by the Athletics to play ball with them and be like, "Okay, yeah, we'll make this happen." It's just a good story. I mean, it's a sad story, but it shows you the good that is in humanity. When things are lined up the right
way.
There's
still good out there, people.
There is. They're still
good. They're not subtweeting. They're just playing baseball.
Guys, why do Raheem and Dell look so mad on the live stream? Do they look angry?
Who's Raheem?
It says you guys look like...
I just want to know who Raheem is. Did we hire someone else? Are we supposed to be worried?
Radio Raheem. You guys never seen...
No.
Do the Right Thing?
Oh, well, I didn't know what you were referencing. Hell. Holy cow.
Work with the whitest guys.
Here we go, Blackberry.
You guys look like
Blackberry.
But it said you guys look like you're having fun. They look like they wanted to fight someone.
We are having fun.
Well, I don't know.
As you Barry didn't see, said, we force it every day.
You didn't see Nick just now.
No, that's true. Producer Cam there would have been fire. That would have been straight fire.
But I wasn't thinking about that at that moment. So.
Tiger is literally the only reason I watch golf. If he hangs it up, I'm out. I'm kind of with you. I stopped watching golf when he hasn't been relevant.
I've told you... Off air, I think his only shot at a major this year is the British Open because it's wide open. Right. He's had problems with his driver, too. I knew Josh Rapp would start 20. As soon as I started talking golf, I knew that he would be on
a
tweet fest.
It's good.
Speaking of that, by the way, if you were watching the Rockets game last night and you watched it on TNT, the studio show was pretty good. Shaq and Charles mixed it up a little bit. And if you missed it, it also made its way to Twitter. Know how you know that the studio show was pretty good last night? The video that TNT put out of the back and forth between Charles and Shaq, which was basically centered around the fact that Charles said, because there's a rumor out there that DeMar DeRozan was benched by Dwayne Casey in the Toronto series against the Cavs. And Charles said, "As long as you have a beef between player and coach, you are never going to win." And Shaq disputed that, and they started going back and forth. That tweet was retweeted 38,000 times last night.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. If you missed it, we're here for you. It sounded like this.
"To repair his relationship with DeMar DeRozan."
"No, I don't."
"Yes, he does."
"No, he doesn't."
"Yeah, you have to, because listen, if your best player, you bench your best player."
"Why was he benched?"
That's not the point."
"It is the point."
"You don't disrespect your best player." "Listen. If you don't have a great relationship with your best player, you're never going to win."
"That's not true."
"He did not."
"That's not true."
"He did not." "Well, in your opinion." "That's not true." "No, just because you say something, it's just
That's not true. Me
no, it's not true.
Me and Pat Riley never saw eye to eye and what happened to my man win. So it's not true what you're saying."
"Well, you
had it's not true what you're saying."
"It's not true.
I'm just letting you know what you did."
"Was the man on that team."
"It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Don't even start.
It doesn't matter. I was a role player. You're right. But you know what?
That's my point. That's my point.
I'm saying
with your best player."
"You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to championship."
"I'm just telling you something.
Stop babying
Wade carried you to that championship. No matter how much you scream, you loud, that does not make you right.
Listen.
You're wrong in the city. You
can, and that's why you ain't winning. You was a baby. Stop babying these players.
I'm not babying no players.
He don't play. He got to sit his ass down. Period.
He got to repair
his. He ain't got to repair nothing. He got to stop babying the players. You got baby. That's why you ain't win.
He got to. I didn't have Dwayne. I didn't have Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant carry me up and down the court.
So why you don't hold a I got three finals MVP, Chuck.
Because you
Google me, Chuck.
Everybody knows you're a great player.
You see that? Google me.
You're a great player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to him.
No, that's not. That's not.
He got to step up and play.
We all didn't have other players carry us up and down the court. You can yell as much as you want.
I got three finals MVP.
You are a great player.
Thank you.
But you wouldn't have got him if you didn't have Kobe and Dwayne.
I will say.
Poor Kenny.
Google me, Chuck.
Kenny Smith's just like, damn, guys. Nick, is this what you feel like when Joe and I fight?
I was just going to say the same thing. Kenny Smith
just
walked
in and said, he was like, this is what Fred and AJ sound like when they're arguing because they talk over each other. Yes. It happens on shows, dude.
It does. But it makes for better radio because the fact that we're both passionate and we when we have a point or an opinion, we stick with it.
And the best thing is I'm always right, too. And he's never right.
That's the most incorrect thing you said also.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. Yep.
Both of you.
Normally, by now you hear, bitch.
I'm just mad because I'm a champion. Like, I'm a champion. Says, you guys are champions.
Bitch,
I'm a champion.
Better not say that
he does
about
that
me.
Nod where I'm he like champion. Looks down when he says, bitch. He's like, bitch.
I'm a one-time champion. You guys aren't even champions.
I won way back Wednesday last week. I'm a champion.
Doesn't make you a champion. There's no championship of way back Wednesday.
I don't even remember the last time I won way back Wednesday.
Because you probably like, had a while, you won bro. You won. We were both disqualified 1 week, I think. That's the only reason why you won.
LFA called me tanking. He said I was tanking on way back Wednesday.
He's looking for a draft pick.
Somebody said, why does Shaq sound like Mutombo?
I'll tell you this.
No, Charles.
Was it Jerry that did the Shaq imitation?
Yes.
It was fantastic.
He did a really good Shaq.
Pretty good.
Yeah. He did a good impression. Somebody wanted to know, first of all, that was live, right?
Yep.
Did they cut away at all or did they just let them go?
Oh, no, they just let them go.
Because at some point, Kenny Smith jumped in, remember?
Yeah, but but do they think that this, like, I don't know that I would want to sit and watch that. It's entertaining to listen to it on the radio, but if I'm in the middle of a bet, was this at halftime or was this at the end of all the games?
I want to say, I don't recall.
Or between games.
I don't recall.
I'm assuming after Toronto got eliminated?
When this happens would matter, too. If it was at a halftime or in between games, I don't want to hear that.
See, like, the Rockets fans are salty.
If it's post-game, if it's after both of those, then that's one thing because everything's over.
It might have been pre-game. It might have been pre-game as they were getting ready for the Rockets game last night.
That's just silly.
But overall, I mean, look, I'll watch it because you never know. With these two guys, even though that you know you're supposed to know you're on TV, you're supposed to know, but it just you're waiting like one of these guys at one point is going to slip up. And that's what makes it fun. That's why the commercials are so funny now about the fact that they know that they're volatile towards each other and things could get ugly in a hurry. But then the post game, Rockets fans will get salty because Shaq actually tried to take the high road and say, I'm not going to pick the series. And Charles just came out and he started, you know, analyzing the tape and breaking down what he thought. And immediately he started getting killed on Twitter.
Yep.
So that's going to happen.
You can't win. Not going to win.
No. We're winning today because this show has flown by.
Somebody said, sorry, Barry, I just checked my arms. Muscles don't jiggle. Well, you probably don't have any muscles.
That's a self-love
sir.
Tweet right there, too.
We didn't even address the whole MJ, LeBron. And I think the answer is pretty simple. Yeah, I think the answer is pretty
Bird,
simple.
Bird,
Magic, and Dr. J.
All were there. And because remember, they said that Jordan tried to bridge the gap because after Bird, Magic, and Doc were done, that the league was in trouble and that finally MJ was the guy that was resurrecting the league by bridging the gap of greatness, and that's who he got compared to.
And if you missed it, the question was LeBron gets compared to MJ. Who did MJ get compared to? So there you go.
And as much as we keep going back, I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay.
The fact that it's always MJ and LeBron, MJ and LeBron,
yes.
You got to throw Kobe Bryant's name in that mix, man. Five titles, MVPs, all the different things he's done. Hard to just overlook him.
I don't know why people overlook Kobe. I guess because he's been out of the league for a while and he
had
his personality. I don't know. He was amazing, dude.
I agree. So
he was all right.
No. You could do better. He has never tried a
shot. Yeah, never a half-court running hook shot. And how come there was never a Kobe Bryant's Adam's Apple Twitter account? There's a Barry's jiggling arms.
I never realized it until you
there
said it.
There was never. Did you Google his Adam's
Not
Apple?
Yet.
Don't
no.
Google Shaq. Google is Adam's apple.
Shaq's toe
it's
versus.
Big,
there's our next matchup. Shaq's toe versus Kobe's Adam's
Kobe's
apple.
Kobe's Adam's apple is the size of an actual apple. It's humongous. It's really weird.
That's why you never question his manhood, Barry.
All right.
All right. We'll be back with the final segment. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
It's all because your mom. I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
The dragon is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's really blown by on a way back Wednesday. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We'll turn it over at 4 o'clock to Fred AJ Jong in the Blitz. We got to take you home till 7.
4 minutes in this segment? It's pretty short. Yeah, it's because Joel going into the breaks. Yeah, that's Joel's fault.
But it's The Usual Suspect.
Always blame me for crap that you do.
Google me.
Bunch of great listeners.
Subtweet me.
Couple of douchebags.
Bitch. Google me, Joel. Google me. Somebody had this question that we can entertain in 4 minutes. Which show do you think would win if ESPN had a fight club?
Well, here we go again with this.
See,
now we're talking, are we including producers?
Yep.
Because I think that's a
Nick's
game changer.
Nick's more than a producer. He's part of the show.
No, but I'm saying that his role on the show is producer. He just interacts more than a lot of producers do because that's how he wanted it. But in a fight, is it just the host or are we including producers? Because I think if we include producers, that's a game changer. That makes things a lot different. Because I think he could beat up pretty much. You might struggle with Tyler.
Tyler's a big dude.
No, he got fat, so he's slower.
I'm waiting for the door to come flying open at any time.
So he got
Evan
fat.
Evan Gaddis is going to come flying through our door.
Look, man, just like date night, stick and move. Just here comes
double rods from Tyler.
But I think that would be the best fight between you guys. And obviously, we're talking about the Raheel and Dell show.
So Tyler. Producers, it's producer Tyler, producer Jong.
I think you guys both would murder Jong.
Gio produces.
If you say the weekends, we're just going to say
it's Monday through Friday from 7 to 9.
They also leave gum on the table in here.
What? 7 to 9? What's on the 7
Patrick
to 9?
Creighton.
Oh yeah, that's right. I love that show.
Oh, it's Jose. I keep calling Jose Partida Gio. It's Jose.
Yeah, it's Jose, not Gio. Well, that was racist too. You also confused Ashanti
and Aaliyah.
I've done
that in front of Jose too.
Because you're racist. So
you did that today, Nick. That is a fact.
Yeah, but I definitely think the winner would be.
I don't think it'd be the Blitz. AJ can't do it all by himself.
That's true.
But I think he wants everybody. Anytime this stuff comes up, he loves the fact that everybody's going to be saying it's him.
I think it would come down to this show and the Blitz.
I agree with that.
In the finals.
I agree with
because
that.
Of the producer angle, too. Like, AJ obviously is probably the best fighter.
Fred is not.
Fred knows Taekwondo.
Oh, my God. Come on.
But, I don't know. Again. Tyler's fat. Fred's old. You got to go. I'm not a great fighter. Like, our family motto.
You did Muay Thai.
Yeah. Well, our family motto is not in the face. That is our actual on our crest from Germany. I'm just kidding. But we're not going. I'm not a fighter. I'm definitely not a fighter. Although I trained, but I don't know. I don't know. I think it would be interesting. I think people would underestimate Joel's ability to scrap.
I'd rather talk about the fattest radio host in the city. You know what I mean? Remember, we're going to do the body mass index thing?
Oh, between us?
All the stations.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? Yeah, you brought that up. Remember, because Seth Payne was actually tweeting me going, I heard that, and I want to. You better do percentage, not weight. Because I already.
Everybody gets so upset. Like 95% of the stuff that comes out of my mouth is just.
Matt Thomas was.
Whatever.
Upset.
He wasn't?
He never gets sensitive. Come on.
He doesn't seem like it with me.
Well, he doesn't? No. He seems pretty chill?
To me. I bet Joel knows him.
Gordon.
Green.
Gerald Gordon. I love it.
He's going to kill you guys.
I know. Good times. Good times indeed. Look at that.
Yeah. So look, right on time.
All right.
All right. So we'll wrap it up. Barry's going to hit the road, but we'll have him on the show. So he'll be via remote from San Antonio. El Jefe, if there's any friends and relatives you want him to look up while he's in the... What do we call that?
Tell your friends to come see
Riverwalk City?
Yeah, at the Alamo River. I don't know. What do we call that?
It's the Riverwalk
City,
River Mo, right?
The River Alamo.
Oh, the home of the Alamo. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. Every time I go there, I go.
To the Alamo?
Yeah, because every time I'm there, I'm working with a different headliner that's never been to San Antonio. Oh. So I'm like, come on, I'll take you to the Alamo. I have a feeling Big J. Oakerson doesn't care about going to the Alamo. Which I'm really pumped about featuring for this guy. So that's pretty cool. I'm a headline tonight and Sunday and feature for him Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So good times indeed.
Have fun. Travel safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sir. And all of you, we appreciate you listening, participating in another Way Back Wednesday and being one of our usual suspects. We will hit you up again tomorrow, 1 to 4, and every day, 1 to 4. For now, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel signing off. It's Fred, Jong, AJ, and the Blitz next right here on ESPN 97.5. And I'll show you.